Hello, my name is Dr. Daniel Walker and I'm here to talk to you today about emergencies in general practice. This research project was undertaken as part of an MSc in medical education dissertation at Cardiff University under the supervision of Dr. Lynn Allery. Emergencies in general practice occur rarely, but when they do occur, the practice team needs to be ready to intervene swiftly and effectively to prevent harm to the patient. This study describes a small-scale qualitative study which sets out to explore the educational needs of GP trainees in Wales with respect to the management of medical emergencies in the community setting. Data was collected by qualitative interviews with GP trainees from across Wales and subject experts in the form of qualified GPs. The interviews followed an interview schedule based upon critical incident technique. They were audio recorded, transcribed in full, and underwent inductive thematic analysis to identify latent and semantic themes. Five main themes were identified, including the nature of emergencies in primary care, trainees' motivations to learn about the management of emergencies, how learning is transferred from the hospital to the community setting, the culture shock that trainees experience when first practicing in the community, and the non-technical skills required to manage emergencies effectively. A model was developed to categorise the various types of emergencies that occur in the community. Type 1 emergencies involve an immediate threat to the patient's life and typically have clear protocolised treatment guidelines. Examples would include cardiac and respiratory arrest, seizures or anaphylaxis. These emergencies occur rarely in general practice, with a typical GP encountering one every few years and none of the trainees interviewed experiencing any of them over the course of their training. This presents both GPs and trainees difficulties in acquiring and maintaining the skills required to manage these emergencies effectively. Type 2 emergencies are characterised by a less immediate threat to life but a clear need for the GP to intervene to prevent the patient's condition clinically deteriorating. These situations are far more common in general practice and include conditions such as suspected cardiac chest pain and severe asthma. Trainees reported finding emergency department rotations particularly valuable for helping them to learn to manage this range of conditions. Type 3 emergencies are unique to primary care and are characterised by a high degree of uncertainty regarding most appropriate course of action, but a less immediate threat to life. This group of conditions are common in primary care, with examples including the breakdown of social support, palliative care emergencies, and mental health crisis. Such situations often require the clinician to navigate complex medico-legal and ethical dilemmas with little background information. Trainees reported that the GP out of hours setting is a particularly valuable learning environment for learning to manage these kind of emergencies, citing the high acuity of cases seen in a typical shift and the excellent opportunities for mentorship from an experienced GP. The training and retention of emergency skills is an important issue for GP trainees, and arguably the time has come for the development of an emergency course tailored to their specific requirements as an adjunct to existing training.